Okay, welcome everybody. Yeah, today we'd like to make the shir for a refuah shleima for Mrs. Salem's mother, who's very ill, Victoria. Mrs. Salem, who sits over here, and her sister Miriam Bat Victoria. Also, a family member of mine who is in the hospital, Dina Chaviva Bas Shoshana. And they should all, and all of Chayil Yisrael should have refuah shleima. And as well, we davened for the people who never injured in this terrible train crash in Hoboken, and they should all have refuah shleima as well, and nobody should be too badly hurt. So, we're now, when I started to prepare shir, so I have a minig that I write down the year next to Dvar Torah so that I don't repeat myself and say it over. So I started to write Ein Vav, and I chapped at Sitter. My hand started to shake. This is it. This is the last year for Tosh and Ein Vav. Tosh and Ein Vav goes into history, and we begin next week. Will be already a year. Will be Tosh and Ein Zayin. And as the Chazal tell us, that we say the reason we lay in Parshas the Teichecha and Parshas Kisavai is to say Teichel Tichle Shana V'Kiloseha. Let the year end of all of the klala, all of the bad stuff. The teichel shana birchasen. We should start a new year, mi'etz Hashem, with all of the good things that we're going to have. So the Ebrus the Hofen, that's how we should be mekayim that. So there's a pasuk. If you take a look in Perek Lamed, pasuk Yud Beis in our sedra. So we're going to deal with two things in this sedra. We'll do like one thing with next with in Vayelech. They're short sedra, very short sedra. And take a look at Perek Lamed pasuk Yud Beis.
What page?
Page 577.
Thank you.
So the pasuk says like this. We'll start one pasuk earlier, right by Shishi. Pasuk Yud Aleph. Ki a mitzvah hazoy sasher noichi mitzav chayoyim, the mitzvah that I'm commanding you today, lo niflesi hi mimcha, it's not too hard for you. It's not too far away from you. Lo rechayki, it's not far away. Loi b'shamayim hi, it's not in the heavens. Leimer miyal alano shamayim, who's going up to heaven? Yikachel lano. V'yashmienu aisa v'nasenu. V'lo me'ever le'yam hu, it's not on the other side of the sea. Leimer to say miyal v'lano el ever hayom. Yikachel, who's going to go to the other side of the sea and take it for us? V'yashmienu aisa v'nasenu. Ki karav eilecha davrim ma'ay b'fichu v'avchalas. It's the beautiful words. It's close to you, it's in your mouth and your heart. It's close. The Torah is there. The Torah is there for all of us. It's an amazing thing. And this ties in so much with the end of the year. A person can go through a year where they had all sorts of nesyonos. A person can have personal durchfalls. A person can do chataim, do averas. And the Rebbe Shem sets it up in such a way it's magnificent. You come and everything is can be new. That's what we said, if you remember, a couple of weeks ago. We talked about the word hayoyim. It says, Atem nitzavim hayoyim kulchem. That's what we talk about in this week's sedra, the word today you're standing hayoyim. Today, this day. Hayoyim means this day. And we mentioned that the last three sedras all seem to have the word hayoyim very prominently displayed in every one of them. If we have parshas re'e anoichi noisin lifneichem hayoyim. Right? And if you go to the next part, you go to Kisavai. So when you bring your Bikurim, so you take you talk to the Kayan, and you tell them the same thing. You use the same Lashon. Igadati Hayoyim. I'm telling you today. And we explain, what is the word Hayoyim? Why is this word Hayoyim here so much? And we explain that Hayoyim, it means the gift of Hashem gives us of the day. That at night we're tired, at night we can't do anything, we're just fermented, we're out of it, we can't move. And you go to sleep for 6-7 hours in the morning, like Hayoyim, the new day is dawning, you feel good, you're able to accomplish. So therefore...
You talked about last week's.
This week
was
Nitzavim.
Yeah, that's
what you're
talking.
So I'm saying the last three. I started with Nitzavim. The pasuk we have is in Nitzavim. Yeah, I started with Nitzavim. But I'm saying that the last 3 weeks we keep talking about Hayyim, because this is really the theme of El. This is the theme of these parshas. The concept that Hashem gives you renewal. Hayoyim, this is the day we're going to accomplish. Remember we said on Shabbos, we say Hayoyim Yoyim Shabbos Kodesh. We asked why you say Hayoyim Yoyim Shabbos Kodesh. Just say Hayoyim Shabbos Kodesh. Pshat is Hayoyim, Hashem saying this, I'm going to do something with today. I'm going to take this Shabbos. I'm going to work with it. I'm going to make it. And the same thing, Atem Netzavim Hayayim, today is a brand new day, it's a brand new Rosh Hashanah, it's a new time in life, it's a time when we can accomplish, and therefore we look to the future of Rosh Hashanah, is called Hayayim. That's in the Zohar, it says, Atem Netzavim Hayayim, it's Rosh Hashanah, because Rosh Hashanah is also the day. And they say, that why is it called Rosh Hashanah? Why didn't it call it Tchilas Hashanah? Why is it the head of the year? What's the head? And the answer is that the head is where everything controls the body. The head is where it's all at. The brain is the rest of the body. It's controlled by Hayayim, by the brain. So Rosh Hashanah is called Rosh Hashanah because it's not just the beginning of the year. It's not just a day that happens to be the beginning of the year. Right? Chronologically, right? If you count from 1 to 10, you got to start somewhere. You start with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So, but that's not why it's called Rosh Hashanah. Then it could be called the beginning of the year. But it's called Rosh Hashanah because it's really the day that controls the whole year. That on that day you do the right tshuva. On that day you come to the Ribbono Shel, you create the relationship with the Ribbono Shel. Tshuva is actually set up for later. You make Hashem your melech. You do all the things that have to bring you close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then you're able to create that relationship. And it's the whole year. And that's maybe why we spend more time in Shul than we do the rest of the year. Maybe that's why they made the davening a little bit longer. Rosh Hashanah, it's a long musaf. You know, depending where you daven, davening Rosh Hashanah can be 4 or 5 hours. Someplace even more. And the answer is, I think that because we want to spend time with the Ribbono Shel, because it's a long date, so to speak. We're spending time in order to create that relationship. So we have here that it says, the pasuk that we've just read says, Loi b'shamayim hi. It's not in the heavens. It's there close to you. You can get there. So there's an interest, there's a famous Gemara in Bav Metzia, Daf Nun Tes on base. And that's the famous Gemara. It's called the Gemara of the Tanu Shel Achnoi. There was a Tana, a Relozer, who argued with all of the Chachamim. He had a machlokes with the Chachamim that he held differently from them in a certain halachic issue. So what happened over there? So the Braisa tells us, Ba'isa Yoim, that Rabbi Eliezer wanted to show that he was right, so he did miracles. And they didn't accept the miracles. Listen to what the miracles were. He said, the first miracle, he says, Im alocha kamaisi, if the alocha is like me, charev ze yachiyach. Let this carob tree, this charev tree, prove I'm right. Neker charev im kaimai mea ama. And all of a sudden, he says, if I'm right, this charev, this tree, should go out of its place. Immediately, there was a charev tree, there was a carob tree. It jumped up by itself and went 100 amas. No, so you think that's pretty impressive. You would say, wow, he's got it right. So they sent him a Mivian Raim in a Kharab. You can't bring a Raim from a carob tree. We're not impressed. Okay. Chaz of Amr, he tried again. If the Allah is like me, let the water canal prove it. So there was a change outside the base medrash, there was a water, stream of water. It went backward. The water went backward. Wow. This miracles he's performing. Amaloi, Amy Vin Raya, Miyamasamayim. We're not impressed. You can't bring a Raya from Amasamayim. You can't bring a Raya from that. Okay. So listen to what he goes. He tries one last time. He says, if the Lach is like me, the walls of the base medrash should show it. So the walls of the base medrash start to collapse. They all start to fall down. So it says, Rabbi Yeshua got up on his feet. Said, Rabbi Yeshua said, Garbam Rabbi Yeshua Amalem im Talmidei Chacham and Naskim says, if the Talmidei Chacham fight with each other by Locha, Atem Mativcha, what's in your business? What do the walls have to do with it? So what happened? So the Gemara says, the wall didn't fall down because of the cover of Yeshua. And the wall did because of the cover of Yeshua. And the wall didn't stay up because of the cover of Elazar. So the walls of Beis Medrash were at an angle because they couldn't decide because the world listened to Talmid Chacham. So it says, he now says one thing, and he says like follows, and he says, if Allah is like me, min ha-shamayim yochichu, let in heaven they come into my, to show that I'm right. Yotz is a bas kol, a heavenly voice comes out, and says, the Allah is, ma'alachem eitzah Rabbi Eliezer, what are you doing with real Eliezer? Shalach kemais, b'chol mokvid, Allah is like him. So the bas kol, in shamayim, they call out. Amid, so Ketzup, Rabbi Yeshua, Al Ragla, Rabbi Yeshua says, Lo Bashamayim. He quotes our Pasuk. He says, it's not Bashamayim. Loi Bashamayim, it's not in heaven, it's here in this world. We Paskan Alocha, not there, we do it. So don't bring Mirayas from upstairs. In fact, so the question that's asked is, why did Rabbi Lozer wait? to say these words, lo b'shamayim hi. If he wanted to show that it's not b'shamayim, he could have said it right away. He should have said it at the beginning. When he did his first maifas with the charev tree, he should have said, I'm not impressed, lo b'shamayim hi. So Zotra b'yitzrol salanter. Shechein amr Yerushua b'ragla ba'amr zayis mashal osad kai ki chosha talmidim yishbu. Because he was worried that they would say that a heavenly voice can make a difference. A heavenly voice is different. And they would start to listen to it. Perek Lamed Pasuk Yud Beis, 577. Yad shel yisbal mi maisim. He knew that the Talmidim, they're not going to, they were halakhically mature enough. Miracles doesn't impress anybody, right? You can't, that's not going to impress us. But maybe they'll say a voice came out from heaven. What are we going to do about that? So we have to know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Torah to us. He gave it over and he said, you are in charge of my Torah. You are going to make the determination. We spoke a few weeks ago about Eliyahu Navi. And we said the day will come. Remember we talked about Tishbi, why he's called from, he comes from the place called Taishav. He's Eliyahu Navi. We're going to wait. He can't tell us now. We got to wait until Las Lava. Because right now, the Torah is given to us, to Paskin. He brings a story from the Chazon Ish, Rav Galinsky, and he says, Chazon Ish wants to ask him a question as follows. He says, the Gemara asks if the Livyasin was a kosher fish or not a kosher fish. The Livyasin, everybody knows, is what they're going to serve to the tzaddikim. See, he said, how do you know it's a kosher fish or not? So the Gemara says, brings proofs that it has snout, it has fins, snout of the kaskes, it has fins and scales. So it must be a kosher fish. So the Chazon Ish said, what do you mean? Hashem's going to serve it by the Suda. Hashem's going to serve tray for food. I mean, what are we talking about? The answer is, but we have to prove it from this world. We have to prove it from our Torah. Because Hashem gave us the Torah, and he said, I want you to be in charge of the Torah. I'm not going to micromanage you. I'm going to put you in charge, and you're going to pass on the halacha. And the Messiah that's given over from the Dairus, from Sinai, is that Messiah that we have today, that the Torah is given to us, and it's a tremendous responsibility. It's both a privilege and a responsibility that we can say that. When a Paisik Paskin's a halacha, I remember I was once sitting with Rabbi Mordechai Fine in Scranton, the Rav of Scranton. And I was in Scranton, I was sitting together with him, and I asked him a halachic shaila. So he said, I can't Paskin for you. So I was a little taken aback, you know. He says, you're not a member of my congregation. So I said, what's that got to do with anything? He says, Hashem gives me siyata d'shmaya, a rov to paskin for the people of his tzibur. But you're not from my tzibur. So if you agree, I'll tell you what I think is the answer, but this is not Torah min ha-shamayim. I'm going to tell you what I think. And that's it, because the halach is given over to the chacham of each door. And that's why we have to give them so much kavod. There's so many halachas about helping talmid chachamim, b'mahana talmid chachamim nechosav, making sure the talmid chacham. I was coming out of the Beis Medrash yesterday, so it was very interesting. So I had one of those things where I came at the same time to the doors of another person. So each one's going, you know, you go first, that type of thing. And then I said, well, you have a sefer in your hand. The halacha is that one person has a sefer, he goes before the other person if they're equal in stature. So he's very clever. He hands me the sefer. He says, okay, now you have the sefer, you go first. So that's, but the Torah, it's our, the Hashem gave us this beautiful Torah, and he's, we love the Lashamra, to watch and to guard it, and that's what means Loi Bashamayim. He says, Chazal, it's in the hands of the Chachamim, the Paskin, and they're the ones who we have to look to guide us.
But does that mean that we should only ask, like, the Rav from our community, what he said to you?
He was... probably halachic, I'm not sure halachic, but hashkafically for sure, if a person has a rav, they should not be asking other rabbanim until they ask the rav. And once you ask a rav, you're not supposed to ask a second rav to overdo their opinion. In other words, that's a big no-no. Once you ask a rav, that's it. You can't go shopping, halacha shopping. You know, say, well, I know the other one.
That's why you take a selachah rav.
That's it, who your rav is for care. And you're not supposed to... Paskin, like, you know, you're not so... Of course, in America, we're very different here, because in America, it's a little bit mixed up. In Europe, there was, like, everyone in the city, everybody davened in one shul, and,
well,
you know... What?
Yankees still sort of do that.
Yeah, right. The closest we have in America to a real kill is the Yankees, because they still have... That's a
like,
killer.
They didn't
that's
eat each other's meat.
You listen to
them. You came in with somebody else's meat. The shnitzel was for your sake.
Really?
I think so.
It could be. I mean, that's, yeah, but ain't a chanami. Really, I say, as you said, I say,
well,
l'charod,
you're supposed to,
that's the prime. Like I said, in America, because there's so much, you know, you daven here, you daven there.
They only go after that wolf, they ask that wolf, whatever.
Right, but that's really the way it should be. Okay, let's continue a few psukim, because there's something very, very nice that I saw. And last time we talked, last week, we brought back in the Ragnum, today we're going to bring in Kairach. The Torah is like, you know, hafach ba, hafach ba, the kula ba. You go in any parsha and you end up, last week we ended up in Purim and we ended up in the Meraglim, now we end up in Kairach. So it says like this, we go to Pasuk Yud Tes, turn one page, right at the last part of the parsha, page 578. It says, Hayidoyse b'chem ayoyim es ha-shamayim v'es-aretz, I testify to you the heavens and the earth, ha-chaim v'amoviz, life and death, nasati l'fnecha ha-broch v'aklola, b'chart b'chaim l'matichya, ata v'zarech. So normally, whenever we talk about this pasuk, we'd always talk about chaim and moviz, broch v'aklola. Today we talk about shamayim v'aretz. So what's the pshat? All of a sudden we can talk about shamayim v'aretz. If you take a look two parshas later, in parshas of Hazino, how does Hazino start? Hazino ha-shamayim, right? Sishmaretz? So again, what is this concept of Shemayim V'aretz? What are we trying to tell us with the concept of Shemayim V'aretz? What are we trying to prove? So take a look in Rashi. There's a beautiful Rashi that says something, and then we're going to ask a kasha on the Rashi. Rashi says it's a Pasuk Yud Tes. It's a long Rashi, and we'll read it. From the Dover, from the second Pshat, not the first Pshat, the second Pshat. Dover Acher. Hayidoyzi v'chem ayoyim es ha-shamayim. Omer lehem HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, Histaklu b'shamayim, look in the heaven, Shabarasi l'shamash eschem, look at the heaven that I created to serve you. Shema shinu es midasam, does it ever change the way it works? Shema lo ola galgal chama min ha-mizrach v'heir l'chol ha-oilam, does it ever happen that it didn't go from one side to get up in the east every morning? I don't know, but every morning I have to drive into the sun to get to the park and ride, and I know the sun comes up in the east every single day, because you know, I have to go right into it. And it goes back in the west, was when I drive home. So we know that. So every day, Ke'inyan Shenera says, Vazarach Hashem Shabbat Hashem, the Shemes goes down, goes up. Then it says, Histakabar, look at the land. Shabarasi l'shamash eschem. Shemesh shimsa midaisav, does it ever change? Shemesh zaratim ha'isav lot samcha. Do you plant and nothing comes up? Shemesh zaratim chid v'elisa sarim. Did you ever plant wheat and barley came up? No. You plant wheat, wheat comes up. You can't barley comes up. Oma elu, now the Rebbeinu comes to the Musar. Oma elu, my disha nasush, loyla skar, v'loyla hefsid. They weren't made not for skar, not hefsid. Im zoichen, if you're zoich, emekam and socher, you don't get skar. Vim choyt, you do emekam and peronius, they don't get punished. Lo shinos, mi doizim, they don't change. Atem, you, shim zachisim, that if you're zoich, if you do mitzvahs, to kabla skar, vim chatasim, to kabla peronius, if you do good, you get schar. If you do bad, chasen refar kered, alas kam v'kama. So we learn from Shemayim V'aretz, the lesson and the reason we keep mentioning Shemayim V'aretz, tell you that Shemayim V'aretz are immutable. They're steady, they're always there. When the Rebbein Shem gave him that charge back in Sheshes and Mebrashes, I want the sun to be by day, and I want the moon to be by night, and I want it to be the earth to bring out seeds. It never stopped, never changed. So we, says the Musar, that we should never change it. The question is, we have a question, that there was a time in history when they went against their what Hashem told them. There's a couple times in history, of course, when Hashem, they did what Hashem told them to do, and they changed. But there's a time in history that most people don't know about, and it says that they didn't listen to the Rebbein Shem and they rebelled. Anybody know, remember what time that was? What?
That was
right. That was by Kairach. No, they went against Hashem. Here they were told by Hashem. I'm talking about where they said, we're not doing, we're not listening. There's one time in history. What's the time? Let's learn the Gemara. Darsh, Rav said, V'ami lamer v'yitzchak. Rav Yitzchak said, my deceit, it says a pasuk, it says, Shemesh yareach omad zvula. The sun and the moon stood still in their habitation. What's Zvul? So there are seven heavens. If anybody knows, there's seven heavens. The fourth heaven is called Zvul, and the second heaven is called Rikia. So what happens? Shemesh yareach zvul mai avdi. What are they doing in the fourth heaven? Right? They're supposed to be in the second heaven. Vavurikia kvi. They're in Rikia, which is the second. Malamid says the Gemara, Sha'alu shemesh yareach mirikia l'zvul. They went to challenge, that when Cairo challenged Moshe's authority, the sun and the moon went upstairs. They went up a couple levels higher. V'amr l'fan, said to Hashem, Ribbono Shel'Olam, im at oisa din l'ben Amram, if you do justice on behalf of Ben Amram, onum irim, then we're going to continue. V'im lav, and you don't take Moshe Rabbeinu's side, ain onum irim, we're finished. We're not going to do it anymore. V'oisa Shah, in that time, Yara b'hem chitzav v'chanisois, Hashem hurled arrows and spears at them. Amr l'hem, and he gave Musar. What did Hashem say to them? B'chol yom v'yom ishtakim lochem v'atam irim. Every day people are bowing to you. Every day people make you into an avodah zarah. Right? Zoroastrianism is worship of the sun. And you don't say anything. B'kfayi lo mechisim. And you never were makbid of my covet. You kept going. All of a sudden, Moshe Rabbeinu, b'kfayi, basar v'dam mechisim. So why'd you do it now? So what happened? Shenemer lo'or chitzechi aleichu. And they, from that point on, they never went out of line again. So Lechara, you see, we said that they were always good. What was there about the rebellion of Kairach that bothered them so much? And he answers very beautifully. Kairach made, what Kairach did is Kairach wanted to be Mishana, the Seder of the Torah. Kairach came to the very essence of Torah and says, I want to change it. How do I want to change the Torah? Because in the Torah, I want there should be no rules. I want there to be no difference between people. What did the Torah say? That the Kayan is special. The Kayan is the one who's going to give Torah. He's going to give off the Karbanis. He's going to learn Torah from the Kayan. The Kayan's special. I want to get rid of that. Nobody's different than anybody else. Total egalitarianism. Everybody's the same. And the Torah says, no, that's not the Berach HaChaim. Said the Shemesh V'Yireach, we know that we were given roles. And that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a world that he's running. The same way that if you have a car, right? The front tire can't say, I don't like being a front tire because I'm always getting mud on me. I want to become a steering wheel, right? You can't do that. You can't run. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a world. And he created everything with a place. So he created the Shemesh V'Yireach and the arts, and he gave them roles. And they say, we do our role. But we see that the world is an existential danger. Because the world is telling in the Torah. And the Torah assigns roles in the Torah. And the Torah has a place for everybody. Everybody has something to accomplish. And we're going to take away that, and they won't be able to accomplish. So that can be the end of the world. And therefore, that was the one time that the Shemesh V'Yireach said, we got to do something about it. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu said, Afal Pikein. That's very nice. But still, Lamaisa, you're shuldig, because for my covet, you weren't there for me. And the covet of the Bas of Adam, you were. Just like they never changed. They know that the world's gashmis is tali, so they knew that the ruchnius of the world is tali in the Jewish people. We don't change our tafkid because that's the lifeblood of the world. So they said the Jewish people can't change their tafkin. And if they're going to change their tafkin, it could chas v'shalom destroy the world. And that's why they felt that when it came to Kairach, they have to make a change. They have to say something. So there's another pasuk.
I'm sorry? Never rebelled, but the sun and the moon did.
The what?
The water never rebelled, but the sun and the moon.
The sun and the moon did, yeah. The sun and the moon rebelled. And they, right, I mean, we don't find anywhere that they the earth one time rebelled also in the beginning in Bereshis with Deshoim, but that's not the earth exactly, Deshoim and Deshoim. There's certain places, and each one needs its explanation. But the bottom line is what it's teaching us. So what did Moshe Rabbeinu say? What did Moshe Rabbeinu when he answered Kairach? We see it from the Pasuk. It says, come back in the morning, and you'll see, says Rashi, Biker Amr Loi Moshe. Moshe said, Gvulos Chalak HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ba'ilam. Hashem made boundaries in his world. Everybody has to stay within their boundary. Yuchal Ma'ata L'hafet Biker L'erev. Can you change morning to evening? Hashem made morning. Just like Hashem made morning, Kairach, you can't change either. So Hidavki used the Melitza, used the example of Biker, of morning, because morning is the time that tells it's the sun. So when the sun comes up, the sun does its job and does it faithfully. So you also, Kairach, have to realize that you can't change the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the world. So we have a tremendous yisoid. So we have a tremendous yisoid from Moshe Rabbeinu that Moshe Rabbeinu was telling us, Biker V'yayda, and that's why he says, and that's why Dafka, the ground swallowed him up. I guess there was two options. He could have gone up to Shemayim, but that's too good for him. So he went down on the ground, because that was the lesson of the ground. He could have just died on the spot. Why did he have to go on the ground? And the answer is because the ground does its job. That's part of what it's saying. The ground does what HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells it to do. The ground has its role. As we said before, as we said in the Rashi, if you plant wheat, the ground never sends up barley. Never happened before. Maybe genetically modified. I don't know what's going to happen now. But you put in wheat, you get wheat. Put in barley, you get barley. So Kirk went into the ground. Dafki had to be swallowed by the ground to teach us that lesson, that just like the ground doesn't change, you, Kirk, aren't going to change the Ribbono Shel'olam's world. And we see a beautiful thing. So we go from Parshas Nitzavim all the way back to Parshas Kirk. Okay, one last thing, and then if we have time, we'll do one thing after that. Take a look in Lamed Aleph Pasuk Yud Beis. So we talk about the children. We're always talking about, in the parshas that we have, we're talking about the children, Lamed Aleph, and we say, Yud Beis, here. Hakel, page 580. Hakel is om. This is talking about Hakel. Hanoshev, Hanoshev, Ataf, and the little ones. V'gerchash b'sherech, l'man yishmu, l'man yilmedu, v'yiru es Hashem l'keik, when they should fear Hashem. Shomer las, it's called divra atarazos, they should watch this Torah. Ubneim, their children, asher l'yadu, that they don't know all these things, yishmu, they will hear. V'lomdu l'yiru es Hashem, they will serve Hashem. Kol hayomim asher atem chayim al adoma, all the years that you were on the ground, asher atem Ivrim, that you will go over the thing. So Mordechai Kamenetsky wants to know, why does it say all the years? If we're talking about the children, it should say when the children cross over. It should say the children should learn. So when the children cross over, they should know what to do. Why does it say when you cross over, they should know what to do? Say when the children cross over. Why is it talking about the parents? So he says a story from Lieutenant Birnbaum, the famous Lieutenant Mayor Birnbaum, was one of the only Orthodox U.S. Army officers commissioned during World War II. I remember he spoke at a good convention once. He was already an Alta Yid, but he spoke many years ago by Rav Kamenetsky's yeshiva, and he told different tales of his wartime activities and so on. But he says, but the thing that impressed him the most, the story that happened to him when he was a boy growing up during the Depression. Says, in those days, young men attended yeshiva, committed to vigorous Torah observance. He went to public school as well, but his parents wanted to raise him as an observant Jew. His friends would make fun of his yarmulke, but he was obviously a strong man. If you knew him, he was a tough guy. He could handle it. So he says, one time he went to shul in the morning. Now, in those days, the shul was only the old men went to shul. I remember when I was a kid, it was like that pretty much, except I was already at the beginning in Milwaukee. They used to come, and a lot of them, very interesting, a lot of them during their lives, when they worked, they weren't necessarily Shomer Shabbos or whatever, but when they retired, they all started coming to shul. I guess they felt like it's getting closer, we better start making up with the Ribbono Shelayim. So they used to come and say Kaddish. But there, we were already the beginning of the Yeshiva Tekufa, so there were some already, some Bachur, but mostly these were older men. So young Meyer comes into shul, and everybody's eyes widened in amazement. Their shock turned to pity as they assumed the young boy came to shul for the same reason most of them came, to say Kaddish. That was what they were called, Kaddish Zogers. That's where it was like a cacophony after they would say Aleinu. Everybody said Kaddish, except Baruch Hashem as Bachar wouldn't say. But most of the people were there, they said Kaddish. One guy said the joke is that one guy told the rabbi, he said, today is my last day saying Kaddish for my mother. I'll see you again when dad goes. You know, Nebuch, that was unfortunate. Nebuch, that was the way it was. So he says, when Kaddish Yosem came, so he's standing there, mind you, waiting to answer. All of a sudden, he gets a shtip in the ribs. The guy says, no, they're saying Kaddish. He says, I know they're saying Kaddish. So he says, aren't you going to say Kaddish? He says, no. So he says, afterwards, he says, all the old men came over to him, and they wanted to touch him. Like, who is this that's not saying, how is it possible? You came to shul? So he says, parents are alive. He says, they couldn't believe it. So he says, the lesson is that what the Torah is telling us, that children should not wait until their parents aren't alive anymore to be able to realize who they were and to learn from them. and to gain from them. It doesn't have to wait when the person is still, they have to give them the covet. Said that's what it says in the pasuk. Kol hayomim asher atem chayim al adama, all the years that you live on the adama, that's not just when they're living on the adama, but even when you're there, they have to take that masorah that we spoke about, the beautiful masorah that we spoke about before. I'd like to conclude with something that Rabbi Reisman said in the Siyum on the Seventh Bava Kamma. I don't know if any of you listened. If you listened to it, I hope you saw the introduction. I said over my Yom for it, right? Exactly. So he said, why do we say HaMelech HaMishpat? We know that during the year we say the words Melech Ohev Tzedakah HaMishpat, and now during Yom Noroyim we say we say HaMelech HaMishpat Ad Kedei Kach. If you make a mistake, it's very problematic halachically what you do, how you do it, and so on. Not pushing. So he says there's two types of mishpat. There's one type of mishpat which is like the Sanhedrin. You go into court, you play by the rules of the court, and the court really has very little leeway. If it says that a person gets malchus, it gets malchus. If the person has misa, he has misa. The court basically follows the guidelines. It can't really change things, you know, because they feel it. So let's say there's one person who steals because they're starving to death and they mamash haven't had anything to eat in 3 days and they steal. They're treated the same way as a rich man who's got, you know, kleptomania.
It's the same.
But the halah, but legally, they can't paskin any different. Person steals, he steals, right? But no Robin Hood. Mashen king, there's what's called Mishpat HaMelech. Mishpat HaMelech means a king is allowed to do whatever he feels is right. So David HaMelech, he brought stories from David HaMelech, where David HaMelech paskin the shayla, and he can let it go. So David HaMelech can say, if he had the same encounter, say, Nebuchadnezzar, that poor man was starving, I'm going to let him go. Whereas the other one, I'm not going to let him go. So when he says during the Yomim Noroyim, he says what our job is, the Melech HaMishpat means we want him to be the Melech. Melech Oyev Tzedakah means the king who loves Tzedakah Mishpat. The Mishpat is being done by the Beis Din. Mm-hmm. It's being done by the courts. Melech HaMishpat means Hashem is judging himself. So we take to HaKadosh Baruch Hu during this time of the year when we're being judged for the whole year. Don't judge us by the strict letter of the law. Look into our hearts. See, we really want to do the right thing. Our Yetzirah got hold of us. We made a mistake. We weren't thinking. You understand us. You can make it that. So even if I did an Aveira, mamish, I did an Aveira, you could say, okay, I'm letting it go because I know you really didn't mean to. You made a mistake. I'm willing to let it go. So that's why it's so important that we say HaMelech HaMishpat, because the Melech gives us that Mishpat. So he said that during this time of the year, how do we do it? How do we make that relation with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? He told a very funny story, it'll make it very, because it's late, that he once got a traffic ticket. And he mentioned during his shir, so one of the guys in the shir was a lawyer, he said, I'll tell you when you should go to court. Okay, so he trusts him. He says he had a court date for, let's say, January 11th. So he tells the lawyer, the lawyer says, forget it. Don't go then. Not a good day. This happened two times. Finally, the lawyer said the other. He tells him it's this day. He says, go that day. It's a good day to go.
That's the
one he mentioned. He walks into the courtroom, and he sees sitting, the judge is a guy who comes to his share for the last 20 years. The judge was a guy who comes to his share. So he walks over to the judge, and the judge looks at the thing, and he says, yeah, okay, he was, you know, made a mistake, let it go. He says, that's HaMelech HaMishpat. That's what we're looking for. But you have to have a relationship. You have to start with the relationship, just like he had that relationship. The guy came to his shir 20 years. So he said, what we have to do is we have to start building a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have to think, Avinu Malkeinu, right. It should be Malkeinu, but also be Avinu, because Avinu will treat us even better than the Malkeinu treats us, as good as Malkeinu is. So he says, that's the pshat. So we come during the Yom Noroyim Yetzir Hashem, we're going to start saying it in a few days. We're going to stop saying Melech Ohev Tzedakah Mishpat, we're going to start saying HaMelech HaMishpat. Let us know what we're saying. What we're saying is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're the Melech of Mishpat, but it's a kingly Mishpat, and you can understand this, you can work with this. But who are you going to do it from? Somebody who acknowledges that you're king. Somebody who accepts your kingship. Somebody who says, you're my king and I love you. That's going to be the difference. So we come to that Madrega Mitzvah, we will all be inscribed for Ksivu Sima Taiva and a good Kedem Shetiyar Mitzvah Hashem. We shall all have a good year. Thank you. Okay.